start the Gemara again from the top. So the Gemara says, "Itmar ha'irid beged the mace." Bayam ha'osur rov ha'mamutter. Bayam ha'osur has mana milsi, but rov ha'mamutter has mana lav milsi. By time of that, by gomer shom shom egverufa, my egverufa baz mana misra, haynami baz mana misra. So she says, because you're dosel nachaleis and leisra also. So by learns out from egverufa that has mana milsa, just like egverufa has mana milsa. So too by mesham shemes has mana milsa. And apparently, Abai is not mechalek between Gufat Kedusha and Meshamshim. Egleufa is Gufat Kedusha. We were talking about Meshamshim Emes. Abai doesn't think that that's a chiluk. If this Hazman and Milsa by Gufat Kedusha, then Hazman is Milsa by Meshamshim as well. V'rov agam Meshamshim ma'avirizor b'Hazman aloi misra, afachanami b'Hazman aloi misra. On the other hand, Rava learns out that Hazman alav Milsa from Misham Sheva Rezor, by Misham Sheva Rezor, Torah says, Asher Ovdu Shom, and Azmona doesn't Aser, so Achanami, but Azmona Loi Misro. So when I ask Rava, my time will I go on Megle Rufa. Why doesn't Rava learn after Megle Rufa? So here's Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, how to understand the Gemara's question. Rashi understands the Gemara's question. It's Kiel, the Gemara said, but Rava, my time will I go on Kabai. Why not learn it? How can Rava say Hazman alav milsa? Abai is right. Less than half a megle rufa. That Hazman alav milsa. And the Gemara answers, Amalach mishamshin mishamshin gamino la puke ag rufa di gufur shu. So according to Rashi, the Gemara's teretz is that since ag rufa is gufa kusha, so even though, yes, it's true, by ag rufa taka says Hazman alav milsa, but it only says Hazman alav milsa by gufa kusha. And Rava is talking about mishamshin. Mishamshin, we can't learn out mishamshin from gufa kusha. By gufa kusha, Eglarufa, there at Taka Hazman and Milsa. But by Mishamshin is only, by Mishamshin, we don't see that Hazman and Milsa. And on the contrary, from Avodah Zarah, we learn that Hazman and Lav Milsa. According to Rashi Mahalach, comes out, L'chaya, a Chiddush Din, which many Rishonim Taka say, that even though Rava holds Hazman and Lav Milsa, that's only by Mishamshin. But by Gufa Kedusha, there Rava agrees to Abai that we could learn after Megle Rufa that Yiridos L'Rachaleis and Leisrosa. Some Rishonim Taka say that, even though the Halacha is like Rava, Hazman Alav Milsa. We'll see later on, we get to the Chesim and Beit, we'll see more inside, but the Rishonim say the Feresh, Shenechrami, Lefi, even though Rava holds Hazman Alav Milsa. But that's only by Mishamshin, by Gufa Kedusha, Rava concedes, and Halacha concedes, that Hazman Alav Milsa. That's Lefi Rashi. Tosis, though, has a different shot in the Gemara. Tosis asks in Rashi, how can you tell me? There's two Kashas in Rashi. First of all, the Lashon of Gemara it doesn't sound like Rashi. It should say, Rova, my time will omek abai. Secondly, Tosis points out that it seems from elsewhere that Rova really holds very fosos. So by Eglu itself, there's no Hazmona, it's Lav Milsa. So therefore, Tosis learns the Gemara's question is just the opposite. The Gemara isn't asking, Rova, my time will gomem Eglu Ufa. The Gemara is asking, Rova holds Hazmona Lav Milsa. And he learns it out from Misham Sheva Rezora. Why does Rava have to learn out that Hazman Alav Milsa from Misham Sheva Rezora? Why can't he learn out the same thing that Hazman Alav Milsa, but learn it out from Egla Rufa? By Egla Rufa itself, you see that Hazman Alav Milsa because Arifasa is Rasa. That's what Tosis learns the Gemara's question. So what is the Gemara answer? So that's what Kregi asks. What is the Gemara answer? What's the terz? If by Egla Rufa, which is Gufa Kedusha, Hazmona is Lav Milsa. So Kol Shekein by Mishamshin that Hazmona should be Lav Milsa, because L'chayra in the Gufa Kedusha it's Hazmona is stronger. You Mazmin the thing itself. You Mazmin the Egla Rufa itself. That's a stronger kind of hazmana than just something that's peripheral to the Gufa Kedusha, just something that's Mishamshin. And if by the Gufa Kedusha itself hazmana doesn't help, so then ask Rabbi Kreger. So Kalachainer, that hazmana shouldn't help by Mishamshin. So Taka learn out from Egla Rufa. What does the Gemara answer? Let's learn out, Taka. What's the Gemara's heretz? What's the Gemara's answer to the question? The question is still a valid question. Why can't Rava learn out a Kalachainer from Egla Rufa that hazmana lav milsa? And I added, yesterday I pointed out, I don't think Rabbi Krieger makes this point, Rabbi Krieger just takes it that we understand that it's a Kavah Chaimer. I added, where's Rabbi Krieger coming from? He's coming from a Gemara of Ereshis. The Gemara of Ereshis, Daf and Beis, says Befeish. That if Hazmono, that if by a Berezara Atzma, Shel Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva holds that it's Atshati Ovid, it's not Asur Miyad, Kavah Chaimer by the Meshamshin of a Berezara Shel Yisrael, that they're not Asur Miyad, only Mishayish Tamish Behem. Meaning, it says in that Gemara, if by Avodah Zarah Atzma Hazmona doesn't aser it, so Kal V'Chomer that by Mishamshi Avodah Zarah Hazmona doesn't aser. So Ferish the Gemara that there's such a Kal V'Chomer. So what's Pshat? What do we do over here for? How does Tosfos read the Gemara? So I want to suggest the following. What's the definition of Mishamshi? More or less, Mishamshin. What are Mishamshin? Mishamshin are things that are miyuchid. I don't need that precise scientific definition, but more or less, Mishamshin are things that are miyuchid l'tzarech the gufa kedusha. You have tefillin, so you have a kishul tefillin. What's the kishul tefillin? Kishul tefillin doesn't have any intrinsic value, but it's miyuchid l'tzarech the tefillin. Or the beged in itself, it doesn't have any intrinsic quality that should answer it, but it's miyuchad l'tzarech the mace, and that's what makes it mishamshin. What's the hazmon of mishamshin? The hazmon of mishamshin is that I was mazmenit to be miyuchad l'tzarech hamace. And if hazmon milso, so the being miyachad something, mentally or by picking it up, but however exactly I do the hazmona, that being mazmin something to be l'tzarei chameis makes it miyuchad l'tzarei chameis. So the hazmona of mishamshin is a hazmona to be miyuchad l'tzarech demes. What about guf hakdusha? What is guf hakdusha? Guf hakdusha are things that are intrinsically, that have intrinsic status. That what is our atzma, tefillin atzma, demes atzma. Those are the thing itself. It has some intrinsic halacha. What's the hazmona of guf hakdusha? Say the truth. The hazmona of guf hakdusha is that I'm mazmin this thing not just to be miyuchad l'tzarech the kedusha, but to be the kedusha itself. I'm asking the Avodah Zarah to be the Avodah Zarah itself. I'm asking this piece of wood to be the Avodah Zarah itself, this statue. I'm asking the gvillion of a Sefer Torah to be the Sefer Torah itself, and so on. I'm asking this eglot to be the eglot aruf itself. In other words, the content of the hazmona by mishamshin is in a way different than the content of the hazmona by guf hakedusha. The content of the hazmona by mishamshin is a mazmenis to be miyuchad l'tzarech the kedusha. The content of the hazmona by guf hakedusha is that a mazmenis thing to be the guf hakedusha itself. I'm not saying anything so profound right now. Just I want to get somewhere. We'll see later on Medbez and on Mepchasim Medbez. According to those shittas, we saw Rashi that hazmona lav milsa in mishamshin, but hazmona milsa in guf hakedusha. Rav holds hazmona lav milsa, but according to Rashi in Mahalach and the Gemara, Rav concedes that by guf hakedusha hazmona milsa. And some Rishonim say that with the halacha, Yosef maybe. The Ram brings such a thing that even though Hazmon we pass like Rava, Hazmon alad milsa, but that's only by Mishamshin, by Guf HaKdusha Hazmon and milsa. So we'll see later when we get to the Sukkot over there that being the case, if Hazmon is lad milsa by Mishamshin and Hazmon is only milsa by Guf HaKdusha, So the hazmana that you need to do in the Gufa Kedusha is not merely a hazmana to be miyuchad the tzarech, the Kedusha, but hazmana to be the Kedusha itself. Because hazmana to be miyuchad the tzarech HaKedusha is hazmana of mishamshin, and by mishamshin we hold hazmana lav milsa. Hazmana is only milsa by the Gufa Kedusha. So the hazmana that you have to have is a hazmana to be the Gufa Kedusha, not to be just miyuchad the tzarech the Kedusha. In Lu Yitzur, you would take something which is potentially the Gufa Kedusha, but you would be miyached it in a way not to be the Gufa Kedusha, you would only be miyached it to be miyuchad the tzarech the Kedusha. That wouldn't be a hazmana, because that's a mishamshin the hazmana. And by mishamshin, hazmana lav milsa. Really belongs more to Memchesim Advais, but we'll see later if Chaim's Marach about this. That the point I just want to bring out is that when I'm mazmin something to be mishamshin, what I'm doing is I'm not like a kishul tefillin. I'm not miyachad the kishul tefillin to be tefillin. Obviously, I'm miyachad it. I'm not even miyachad it to be a kishul tefillin. Really, I'm miyachad it to be mishamish the tefillin. I'm miyachad it l'tzorich the tefillin. That this kish should serve the tefillin. So it'll serve the tefillin. So miyuchad l'tzorich the tefillin, and that's as a matter of mishamish. Like gufat dushu b'pashtus, I'm miyachad the tefillin to be tefillin. I'm miyachad the egla rufa to be an egla rufa. Nonetheless, what would be, according to Abaya, Abaya's hazmana milsi, even in Mishamshin, what would be the following, if I took let's say I took some cloth that I want to use for tefillin. It's going to be used for tefillin. And I was mazmin it l'tzorech the tefillin. I didn't necessarily have in mind that it's going to be the tefillin itself. But I was mazmin it l'tzorech the tefillin. Would that hazmana be chal? Stomach, yeah. Like gar from mishamshin, it would be kaddish. The tefillin themselves are like gar from there, from mishamshin of tefillin. According to Abai, that hazmana milsi, so you could be miyachad even a kishul tefillin, and hazmana is chal. That means all I need is a hazmana l'tzorech. All I need is a hazmana l'tzorech the tefillin. I don't need to be mazmin the tefillin themselves. All I need is a hazmana l'tzorech the tefillin. So if I take the tefillin themselves, the klaf of the tefillin, let's say something which is the gufa kedusha of the tefillin. And I'm miyachad it, but I don't have in mind that it should be the tefillin themselves. I have in mind that it should somehow serve as l'tzorech tefillin. Stamma d'azmano would be chal. I don't have so much enough to mean a l'maisa right now. I want to get to a point. I'm not sure. Let me finish the whole trajectory of what I'm trying to say, because it's hard for me to know what's the best way to say it. I want to get to the nekuda. Maybe I can say it without all this pussyfooting around, but I'll try it like this. What I want to get to is the following. What I want to say is, by Egla Rufa, there is no parasha of Mishamshin at all. What's it in a Mishamshin Egla Rufa? Mishamshin, not Hazmon, I'm not Mishamshin Egla Rufa. I have an Egla Rufa bag in which I keep my Egla Rufa. What kind of din does it have? Nothing. It's nothing. There's no parasha of Mishamshin Egla Rufa. The only parsha of the Egla Ruf is also Bana. It's a pasuk. Well, for Shamas Egla. But there is no such thing as Mishamshin Egla Ruf. By Mace, of course, there's such a thing as Mishamshin Mace. So here's what I want to say. I want to say like this. The Gemara is saying the following. The Gemara is saying, Rava, Rava, less than half from Egla Ruf. You see by Egla Ruf that Azmona Lav Nilsa. So if Hazmana is not a milsa by Egla Rufa, which is Gufa Kedusha, affect the Gemara. So wait, let's learn out from there that Hazmana lav milsa by Mishamshin as well. After all, it's Rabbi Kreger, it's a Chava Chayma. So what's Gemara's teretz? I want to say the Gemara's teretz is this. The Gemara's saying is, yes, it's true, I see by Egla Rufa that Hazmana lav milsa. But maybe the pshat in that is that Hazmana is not strong enough to make something into the Egla Rufa itself. All the hazmana could do is to make something in miyuchad letzorech the egla rufa. And by egla rufa, being miyuchad letzorech the egla rufa is nothing, because that's how hazmana mishamshin, and egla rufa doesn't have mishamshin. Masha ein came by a mace, there, maybe, yes, it's true, hazmana is not strong enough to make an egla into an egla rufa. This hazmana is not strong enough to make something into gufa dusha. But it could at least make something miyuchad that tzorech the mitzvah, which by egla rufa doesn't have any significance. But by a mace it does have significance. So maybe hazmona is not strong enough to make an egla into an egla rufa, but at least it's strong enough to make something miyuchad that tzorech the mace. And by a mace being miyuchad that tzorech the mace, that is something, because by a mace there's a parasha mishamshe a mace. Let me just finish the thought, and see where I'm headed. Hey, it's not straight from the Gemara of Zorah at all. What are we asking? The Gemara of Zorah, you see that it's a Kavachayim, the Gemara says, if by Avodah Zorah, Atzma has mana doesn't work to Aser it, so Kol Shekein by Mishamshe Avodah Zorah. So you see there's a Kavachayim? So the answer is, of course there's a Kavachayim, because by Avodah Zorah there is a Parasha Mishamshe. So since by Avodah Zorah there is a Parasha Mishamshin, that means that by Avodah Zorah, something that's miyuchad but tzorich Avodah Zorah is also osir. So there we could make a valid Kal v'chomer. Madach the Avodah Zorah itself, the thing itself, the statue of Buddha itself, if I took it and I was miyachad it to be an Avodah Zorah, it's not osir. Avodah Zorah atzma is atzma fi'ovid. That means that the act of being miyachad, the statue itself, doesn't even make it miyuchad but tzorich the Avodah Zorah. Because if the statue itself would become miyuchad the tzorich the Avodah Zorah, then it would already be osur, because and it's legor for mishamshin. If mishamshin Avodah Zorah osur, so Avodah Zorah atma certainly can be osur v'taris mishamshin. But let's say I had an Avodah Zorah that was not yet nevad and wasn't yet the real Avodah Zorah, but it was already miyuchad the tzorich the Avodah Zorah, and that was chal. But Avodah Zorah will be osur because it's legor mishamshel. Madach mishamshin that are only miyuchad the tzorich the Avodah Zorah osur. So the Avodah Zorah itself, once it reaches the threshold that it's miyuchad, the tzorich Avodah Zorah, would certainly be osir. So Avodah Zorah atzma, why is it osir? Why is it only osir atzma ti'obed? Let the hazmona at least make it, maybe Avodah Zorah can't make it the Avodah Zorah ha-neved, like an Avodah Zorah nevedis. But let the hazmona at least make the Avodah Zorah miyuchad, the tzorich Avodah Zorah. And if the Avodah Zorah would be already miyuchad, the tzorich Avodah Zorah, it would be osir at least b'taris mishamshin, because the Avodah Zorah is not less than mishamshin of itself. And yet, that's not the halacha. The halacha is that Avodah Zorah Asma is mutter, and the hazmona doesn't aser it. Must be that the hazmona doesn't even work to make it miyuchad the tzorich the Avodah Zorah. Says the Gemara Kal v'chomer, if being miyachad the Avodah Zorah Asma is not effective in making it miyuchad the tzorich the Avodah Zorah, so being miyachad the mishamsha Avodah Zorah Kal v'chomer will not work to make them miyuchad the tzorich the Avodah Zorah. That's why over there it's a Kal v'chomer. By Egla Rufa, there is no such thing as a Mishamshin of Egla Rufa. Either it's an Egla Rufa Mamish, or it's nothing. So yes, it's true, it says by Egla Rufa that Hazmona is not strong enough to make it an Egla Rufa Mamish. But it doesn't say that Hazmona is not strong enough to make something Miyuchud that Tzorich the Egla Rufa. Maybe when you're Mazmin an Egla Rufa, it does become a Yuchud. It does become a Yuchud that Tzorich the Egla Rufa. But that doesn't do anything, because there's no such parsha in the Torah. But it is a Hazmona. Therefore says the Gemara, you can't, Rava couldn't see, Rava could not learn out from Egla Rufa that Hazmona lav milsa. Because all I see from Egla Rufa is that Hazmona is not a milsa to make the Egla Rufa into an Egla Rufa mamish. But it might still be a milsa to make the Egla Rufa miyuchad the tzorich Egla Rufa. Except that doesn't do anything. But it might still happen. Maybe Hazmona does do that. Maybe Hazmona can still make something miyuchad the tzorich the mitzvah. And if that's the case, then if you're masmi, if you're begging the mace, it becomes miyuchad, the tzorich the mace, and by a mace, that's a reason to be osur b'hanah. So therefore, Rava can't learn out from Egla Rufa, Rava has to learn out from Mishamshe Avodah Zorah. You see, by Mishamshe Avodah Zorah, where there's also a parasha Mishamshe, and yet being masmin, Mishamshe Avodah Zorah, the tzorich Avodah Zorah, it does not make it osur. There already, Rava sees it as manolav milsa, even to make something into Mishamshe. The kids here, maybe I said it too complicated before, because like it's hard to know, but the simple way to say it is, if there's a simple way to say it, the question was, you see in the Gemara of Avodah Zorah, the Gemara says it by Avodah Zorah, atzma, it's Adshe Piyove. So Kavachomer, that Mishamshin are also are not necessarily the Azmana. Ainim necessarily the Azmana. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So it seems to say in Avodah Zarah that if by the Gufa Kedusha Azmana doesn't work, so Kavachomer doesn't work by the Mishamshin. So the question was, your Kegel's question is, so let's say the same thing. In Agamar, what's the Gemara's heretz that Egla Rufa is not Mishamshin, it's Gufa Kedusha? So what? We'll make Kavachomer. If by Egla Rufa, Arifoso Yisroso, Azmana doesn't work, to Asir it, so Kavachomer, and Arif Beged the Mace, which is only Mishamshin, should not be Nesar, Agide Azmana. So let's tackle or not. That's your curious question. So what's the most terrence? Let's tackle or not from the Egla Rufa that Azmana Lab Milsa. Madok by Egla Rufa, Arifoso Yisroso, which means that Azmana Lab Milsa, and it's Gufa Kedusha. So Kavachomer by Arif Beged the Mace, which is only Mishamshin that Azmona should be Lav Milsa. That was Rabbi Beged's kasha. So what I'm answering is, that what the Gemara means, like, you can't make such a Kavachomer, because by Egla Rufa, Azmona Lav Milsa, that just means Azmona Lav Milsa Liyos Egla Liyos or Hazmana is Lav Milsa there Lehochil Shem Egla Rufa Mamish. Hazmana is not strong enough to make this Egla into an Egla Rufa. Well, it doesn't have that kayach. You have to be Erefit to make it an Egla Rufa. That you have in mind, you're going to be Erefit, doesn't make it into an Egla Rufa. But it might still be a Milsa. But Shema Adayin Yimilsa, maybe Hazmana is still a Milsa. Liyos Miyuchud. Usayrech Egla Rufa. That might still be true. Maybe the Hazmana of the Egla Rufa makes the Egla Miyuchud Letzayrech the Mitzvah of Egla Rufa. Except that who cares? There's no such parsha of Misham Shem Egla Rufa. So it doesn't trigger anything. Maybe where there is a parsha of Misham Shem Ames, maybe Hazmana works to make the Beged Miyuchud Letzayrech Ames, and therefore it ought to be also. Therefore says Rabbi, I can't learn after Egla Rufa that Hazmana Lav Milsa. All I see by Egla Rufa is that Hazmana is not strong enough to be mach to be mechel l'shem Egla Rufa mamish. But I don't know. But it might still be strong enough to make to at least be mechel that it's miyuchad l'tzoricha makes. So therefore, I can't make Egla Rufa can't be my source. I have to learn it out instead from where? From Misham Shem Avodah Zarah. Hashem kin the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. There we have a valid kavachomer. There we're talking about Avodah Zarah where there is a parsha Misham Shem. And yet, Avodah Zarah Atzma, it's not Osir Ad Shetayove till you actually worship it. Why? Why can't the Avodah Zarah, even if I didn't worship it, let the Hazmana at least make it that this statue is Meyuchid Letzorech, the Isra of Avodah Zarah, which would at least make the statue itself not worse than Meshamshi Avodah Zarah, which are, after all, what are they? They just things that are Meyuchid Letzorech Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah itself is also could be Meyuchid Letzorech Avodah Zarah. And yet it's not also. Why isn't it also? It must be that Azmana is not a milsa at all. It doesn't even make it miyuchad l'tzorech d'avodah zarah. Well, that's really a kavachomer. If Azmana doesn't even make the avodah zarah atzma miyuchad l'tzorech d'avodah zarah, and even the avodah zarah atzma doesn't become like mishamshin, so certainly the mishamshin, which are further removed, they certainly don't become miyuchad l'tzorech d'avodah zarah. If the avodah zarah itself doesn't become miyuchad l'tzorech d'avodah zarah al yedei hazmana, then the mishamshin avodah zarah kavachomer, they don't become miyuchad l'tzorech d'avodah zarah al yedei hazmana. And there really we have to have a valid kavachomer that the hazmana is nothing. That's what I want to say. Okay. Yeah.
So, according to this, how does Rabba learn out anything? Because from one pasuk it seems to be saying that from Mishamshin it would be that Hazmana is Milsa from Egla Rufa.
Arifasa is Rasa, Hazmana Lav Milsa.
Right, so, and then you said, so, and you wouldn't be able to apply the same thing to.
No, it says all everywhere that Hazmana, according to Rabba, It says everywhere Rava looks, it says Hazman Olad Nosa. By Egla Rufa it says that Hazman Olad Nosa. Arifosai Srosa.
Right.
Said that just tells me that Hazman is not strong enough to make it to be Mechel the Shem of it as Egla Rufa Mamish. But it might still be strong enough to be Mechel the Shem being Miyuchad L'Tzorech. That already looks at Misham Shevet Azor and he says, no, Misham Shevet Azor, they don't even become Osir. They don't even become Mishamshin. She's did Hazmona's like Milsa Klav. So from here, Rova, and that's Rova's main source, that Hazmona is not a Milsa, not only is Hazmona strong enough to make it at Lufa Mamish, but Hazmona's like Milsa Klav, it doesn't even make it into Mishamshin. And that's what the Gemara is saying.
Right. And according to this, would one still be able to say, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, that for the Lufa Kedusha, that you would have Hazmona Milsa, or you would have to say that it's Lav Milsa?
It would have to be Lav Milsa. According to Tosim Ha'at in the Gemara, then if Hazman is Lav Milsa by Mishamshin, so Kol Shekin Hazman is not Milsa. Well, no. We want to be technical. According to Tosis, if Hazman is Lav Milsa by Mishamshin, then Kol Shekin is not Milsa by the Gufa Klusha to make it into Gufa Klusha Mamish. Like Begla Rufa, which is where that's what we need. One could still conceive, perhaps, that Hazman might be Lav Milsa by Mishamshin, but be milsa by gufa kedusha of something where being miyuchad l'tzorech is also a reason to be also. So I could conceive that maybe by avodah zara, mishamshi avodah zara might be not necessarily de'azmana, but the avodah zara asma maybe could be miyuchad, it could become also ali de'azmana, not to be avodah zara mamish, but at least to be miyuchad l'tzorech avodah zara. Okay, but I don't know if there's any such case that we can point to. It's moot. Bottom line is according to Rava, avodah zara milsa. See by Misham Shem Avodah that Hazman is Lav Milsa, and even Avodah Zorah Atzmi Shel Goy is Hazman is Lav Milsa, and Avodah Zorah Atzmi Shel Yisrael we talked about yesterday, but that's maybe Pesachim Yisaris. So anyway, point to Rava, bottom line is Hazman is Lav Milsa. Here, one thing I just want to point out also, just before, you know, it'll be important later on, is that, again, just to stress, according to Tosfos, there is no Mokum L'Chalek in the Sugya. Rava holds Hazman is Lav Milsa by Misham Shin, and according to Rava, there's no reason to think it's any different by Gufa Kedusha. Even Egla Rufa is Ari Fosso Yisrosa. It's not like Rashi. According to Rashi, it says in the Gemara that Hazman is Lav Milsa by Misham Shin, but by Gufa Kedusha Hazman is Milsa. It says, according to Rashi, it says in the Gemara that according to Rava, that Rava Kilo agrees that Yiridosa Yisrosa. So even though Rava holds Hazman is Lav Milsa by Misham Shin, but by Gufa Kedusha Hazman is Milsa. According to Tosfos, there's no such Gemara. If I kept, as far as the other way around. If Hazman is not Milsa by Mishamshin, then it's Kol Shekin by Egla Rufa, where I need it to be an Egla Rufa Mamish, and that for sure Hazman is not going to be able to do. Okay, let's see, let's go right there. Next places. Yeah, it's a complicated sugya a little bit. All right, everything's complicated. The Chazanis' letter, he says, Kol Inyonim Koshim Esli. Kalim kimat loy matzosi. Everything sure. You do it right. Yeah.
Sorry. Just according to Joseph, now that we're saying that he has to learn enough from Avodah Zarah, so could it be that Rava is saying that we learn out everything from Avodah Zarah, so even he would learn out that Hazman on the Gufa Kedusha from Avodah Zarah, so maybe he would say that's Milsa.
We could learn out from Misham Shev Avodah Zarah. That has one allowed milsa, and then the chayyur it's a kol shekain that it's not a milsa by
Gufa Kedusha. No, but I'm saying for the Gufa Kedusha, you could also learn out from Avodah Zarah that it's milsa.
Right, by Avodah Zarah, that's one allowed milsa. Oh, I mean by Avodah Zarah Atzma.
Yeah.
Is that what we talked about yesterday? By Avodah Zarah Atzma, sometimes it's milsa and sometimes it's not milsa. See, by there's a chilek of Avodah Zarah Atzma Shel Yisrael or Avodah Zarah Atzma Shel Goy.
Yeah.
Where do those chilekim come from? So that I said yesterday, I think the passage in the Gemara comes out that the way it should want to come out, the simplest way to come at it, that really by Avodah Zarah Hazman Olad Milsa. Period. According to Rava, because that's the rule always. Hazman Olad Milsa. He learns that after Misham Shev Avodah Zarah. According to Abai, it's at least the rule by Avodah Zarah, because Lav Urchen. Those cases where Avodah Zarah Atzma is Nesar, whether it's Avodah Zarah Atzma Shel Goy or Avodah Zarah Atzma Shel Yisrael, depending on Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, those are special Gzeres HaKosovs of Psi Le'Elehayim and that there the pisul itself is a seed by Saras, but that's not the Teres Hazman. As far as Hazman is concerned, Hazman is Lav Milsa. That's the pasus. There's nowhere anywhere the Gemara never says that by Avodah Zarah Atzma Hazman is Milsa. two in Tosfos. Mishamshin mishamshin gamino. Zok Tosfos. Miu meis mitzvah gufei yalfinu meeg la'ufa k'isa b'perek beis l'mesechus avadazar. What does it say in Tosfos? Tosfos says that even though Mishamshin Gamino, and we learn Mishamshin Ameis from Mishamshin Avadazara, but the Isser of the Mace itself, we learn out from Egler Ufa. That's the Gemara Mesechus Avadazara. The Gemara says, Minayin L'Meisha Osev Anah. It says, the Gemara, we learn out from Sham Sham Sham, but the Kovash Sham Miriam, and it says by Egler Ufa Sham, that's the Mokka that the Mace, that a Mace is Osev Anah. That means it's a Deir Kirin Tosfos. What does it say in the Maisa? What is it, strictly speaking, what does it say in Agamara that we learn out from Mishamshi Avodah Zarah? What is it that we learn out from Mishamshi Avodah Zarah to Mishamshi Ameis? What does it actually say in the Gemara? What is it that Rava learns out from Mishamshi Avodah Zarah to Mishamshi Ameis? Hazmana Lab Milsa. It does not say in the Gemara that the etzim iser of Mishamshi Ameis is been down from Mishamshi Avadazar. No, maybe that's some other source. What the Gemara says that Dine Hazmana will learn out. That Hazmana lav milsa, that will learn out from Egler Ufa to Misham, from Mishamshi Ameis to Mishamshi Avadazar to Mishamshi Ameis. It's Tosis is Mashma, the Tosis read into the Gemara, that Hu Hadin, the etzim iser hano of Mishamshi Ameis is learned out from Mishamshi Avadazar. And therefore Taisa says, that's only the Isra of Mishamshi Ameis. What about the Isra of Meis Atzmai? That's nothing but Hazman. What about the Isra of Meis Atzmai? That's not learned out from Mishamshi Avadazar. That's learned out from Eglar Ufa, like the Gemara says in Perishi Gemara, in Avadazar and Dachlof Tess. So, you see, Lashon Taisa is a chiddush in Pshat in the Gemara. The Tosfos read our Gemara to be saying that the Isser of Mishamshi Ameis is learned out from the Etzem Isser, not only the Din of Hazmana La Milsa. What about if you put the Beggar on the Mitz? Now it's not just Hazmana, now it's Mishamshi Ameis. Who says that that's also? Says Tosfos, the Liman is from Mishamshi Avadazar. Just like Mishamshi Avadazar also, from the Pasuk of Avet Abdum, so too Mishamshi Ameis, Shom Shom, we learn out the Etzem Isser of Mishamshi Ameis. And in addition, we learn out Hazmana La Milsa. But somehow implicit in this Gemara, the way Tosfos read it, is that the Etzim Isra Mishamshi Ameis is learned out from the Isra Mishamshi Avadazar. But what about the Isra Meis Atzmai? Says Tosfos, oh, that's not learned out from Mishamshi Avadazar, that's learned out from Meis Gufei. And it's not so clear to me, why do I need two psukim? I have one posuk, one limud from Mishamshi Ameis, and another limud from Meis Atzmai. Isn't it enough to have the limud of Mishamshi Ameis? If Mishamshi Ameis is also, it's a posuk in the Meis Atzmai is also. If the beggar of the mace is also, so wouldn't that automatically tell me the mace atzmei is also? Not sure. Taisus Maisan Avadazar also complements this Taisus. Taisus and Avadazar asks, he says, why do you have to learn out mace atzmei from Eglar Ufa? Why not learn out mace atzmei from Mishamshi Avadazar? So Taisus says, no, Mishamshin Gamino. From Mishamshi Avadazar, we learn out Mishamshi Ameis, not Meis Atzmai. Meis Atzmai needs its own pasuk. The two Tosfos go together. It's between the two Tosfos, and it says that, but in both of the Tosfos, it says that Meis Atzmai we learn out from Eglar Ufa, Mishamshi Ameis we learn out from Mishamshi Avadazar. Ka'omer, not clear to me why you have to have an extra pasuk of Meis Atzmai. Once I know Mishamshi Ameis is also, why doesn't that automatically indicate that the Meis Atzmai is also? Any idea? I'm leaving that as a question. But I also think I want to point out that L'chayra Rashi is chaylik in this place. Because Rashi earlier in the sugya before about the, you know, Kivrei D'Rav, when they were taking the Efer from the offer from Kivrei D'Rav for medicinal purposes. So Omalei L'Shmuel, they came to Shmuel and said, what's going on? It's also by knowledge, supposed to know it's Karka Elam. So Rashi over there said, it's not so clear the Gears in Rashi. But the Rashi is a deeper maskel omrle l'shmul, a little bit less than halfway down. Omrle l'shmul says Rashi mishum the mace v'chol hanoch hanikba boy. Exactly what the gear says on the side. It says v'chol akuch shenikba boy, or maybe I thought maybe it should say v'chol hanikba imoy. But akoponim, Rashi says the mace vechola vechola hanikperboy or vechola kuch hanikperboy the kever isuri hanoninu the gomer shom shom be egla ufe the kidula kamon. So it says in this Rashi, we're not talking there about mace atzmai. What are we talking about? The kever. We're talking about the kever. What's the kever? The kever lechayer is mishamshem mace. Something like mishamshem. I mean, it's not, I don't know if mishamshem mace is the right word, but it's not mace atzmai. Something like mishamshem mace. Maybe it's literally Misham Shem Eis. The Kever is Misham Shem. Why is the Kever also Vano? It's not the Meis Atzmai. So now it's Mustama. It's Al Derech L'Misham Shem Eis. Or that's why I thought maybe the Gishna Rashi would be called a Nikvarimah. Rashi held, what's the word of Misham Shem Eis? Misham Shem Eis, because they're Nikvarimah. And the Kever is certainly Nikvarimah. So that's all included in the Limud from Eglaruf. Like upon the Chavetz says in that Rashi that from Eglaruf we learn out not only Meis Atzmai, but we learn out even the Kever, Mustama, didn't even the Misham Shem. I'm not quite sure, you know, whatever the gears exactly in Rashi is. But you know, the mace with the whole penumbra of them, everything around. So we'll learn that from Egla Rufa. So first of all, just in Lehman, how does that work? How do you learn out from Egla Rufa? Egla Rufa is not the Shamshin, Egla Rufa is the Gufa Kedusha. How do you learn out the Isser of the Keber and Kol HaNikbaboy or Kol HaNikbarimoy or whatever it is? How do you learn that out? How do you learn that out from Egla Rufa? Just the grammar of the drasha. Where does it say that by Egla Rufa? I don't know, that's not so clear to me. Where's the limud? Haistak is not. The limud of Shom Shom is from Meis Atzmai. The limud of Misham Shem Meis is from Misham Shem Ledezor. In this Rashi, it says not that way. It says that from Egla Rufa, we learn out the Isser of Meis Atzmai.
Is it mukhach Rashi that Rashi is going according to both Rav and Abaye? Because the sugi above is mukhach like Abaye. Maybe Rashi only says
the sugi above. Oh, you're actually going to say Kasabi Baye is going like Abaye.
So maybe this isn't true in Rav, it's only true in Abaye.
So maybe Dakimara is going like Abaye, and Abaye is not mechalak between the goof. So maybe saying so about that. That's not necessarily pejorative. Within reason. Saying. That Rashi Shita is that the sugya before. Remember, the sugya before asked from Achaitzav Kever La'aviv. Mostly for the Gemara, this said Shmuel Zukaka Olim is Mota. So Gemara asked, what about Achaitzav Kever La'aviv? The Gemara answered, "That's Kever Binyan." So Rashi learned that the sugya before is going that Achaitzav Kever La'aviv is also Al Tazmana, like the Salka Daitach that is also Al Tazmana, not like the Maskana Gemara that is also Al Kibarav. The Agmar. It asks from Chayse Kever Lo'aviv, it brings right to Abayis, he has mana milsa, because he didn't actually bury his father there, so it's all he has mana. And the Gemara answers Mishum Kveit Aviv. And Rashi learns that if it's Mishum Kveit Aviv, there's no issue of Kaka'ilim would also be awesome. So Rashi therefore says, the Gemara before, that if from Chayse Kever Lo'aviv must be going like the Salka Daituch, that the reason why the Kever is also not because of Kibbutz, but because of Azmana. So that means that the Sikhapur is going like Abayis. And Abayis is not Mechalik from Gufa Kedushana and Mishamshin. So maybe Rashi before, who says that we learn that from Egla Ruf itself, that's because Rashi before is going like Abaye. Abaye is not mechalak in Gufa Kedusha and Mishamshin, and therefore if the Abaye we can learn out even the Mishamshin of the mace from Egla Ruf. The Chesman is nice. The only thing is, that's true that Abaye is not mechalak in Gufa Kedusha and Mishamshin. But I think that only means that Abaye is not mechalak le'inyan hazman. If Hazmona milsa by Gufa Kedusha, so Abaye thinks that Hazmona should be a milsa by Mishamshin. He doesn't think that Hazmona will be different by Gufa Kedusha than it'll be by Mishamshin. But that doesn't mean that if I know that a mace is also according to Abaye, I automatically know that such an Isra of Mishamshin a mace. Just because there's an Isra of mace Atzmai, and that I can learn after Megla Ufa, who says there's an Isra at all of Mishamshin a mace? Yes, it's true, according to Abaye, once I know there's an Isra of Misham Shem Eis, and I want to know, will Hazmona work? So Abaye thinks, if Hazmona works by Gufa Kedusha, so who did it works by Hazmona? What's the difference? Hazmona is Hazmona. But to say that because Meis Atzmi is also, that's automatically a limud that Misham Shem Eis is also, that I don't think even Abaye holds. I mean, if you can make a limud like that, so why do you say Misham Shem Egla Rufa also? If Egla Rufa is also, and Abaye doesn't think there's any difference between Gufa Kedusha and Misham Shem, so Misham Shem Egla Rufa should also be also. So we should invent Lefi Abaye, a new Isra of Misham Shem Egla Rufa. The answer is, even Lefi Abaye, you can't invent new. It says Egla Rufa is also. Wouldn't it say anywhere that Misham Shem Egla Rufa also? Once we know there's such a thing as Misham Shem, and you want to know is there Hazmana Milsa or not, so Abaye holds like Gufa Kedusha and Misham Shem are all the same. Legabe Hazmana. But the etzim fact that Misham Shem Eis is also, how can you learn out that? How could that still shvei? Where? How can you learn that out from Egel Aruf?
I do still think that this Cheshvan yields itself to say that when Rashi says Gan Shashan Egel Arufa,
right,
he means that only Abai learns the Yisrael not from Egel Arufa. But in Rava, you could have Yisrael not learned that from Vedazar as well.
Look, let's solve our problem. What is Abai? What does it mean? And Rashi, what does it mean even in Abai? Like, let's solve that first, and then we'll see.
I mean, I don't think there's a machlekes in Rashi in places. You can't be machlekes from here that there's a machlekes.
Well, let's first decide what it says. What does it say in Rashi? Rashi says we learn out the etzim isra misham she'emes from Egla Ufa. What does it say in Egla Ufa? Anything about misham she'emes? So the only thing I could think of is that maybe Rashi holds that since it says vatikover shom Miriam, the gzer shavu is vatikover shom Miriam. And that's what we learn out shom from Egel Arufa. So Rashi holds it in the drush itself. It says that the cover shom yoyim, the kol anikver imoy, the whole that the cover shom is learned out shom from Egel Arufa. And the Jer Shav of shom now embrace not only the Miriam herself, but the whole that the cover shom Miriam, the whole that the cover shom Miriam. Rashi goes mace the kol anikver imoy or kol anikver boy or kol anikver. The whole that the cover shom Miriam is shom Egel Arufa. That all goes into the limud. So therefore, Rashi therefore saw that there's a limit over here that Mishamshe Hameis are Osir Bahana. And once that's true, Lufi Abaye, I don't know that it has to be different Lufi Rava. Rava might agree to that. Rava just, if you want to have Hazmana, who says Hazmana Milsa, so that'll be Machlekes Abaye Rava. Where's the Mokka for Hazmana Milsa? Abaye can learn that out from Gufa Tusha, that Hazmana Milsa. And Rava Allah said, no, from Gufa Tusha, you can only learn out Hazmana Milsa by Gufa Tusha. You can't learn out Hazmana Milsa by Mishamshe. I think it is machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. If you Rashi, it says over here, it's a new drasha. It's a new drasha. I'm inventing the Vatikov Shamiriam. I don't know, but it says somewhere in this Rashi that somewhere in the limud from of Shom and Egel Arufa, the hekesh of Vatikov Shamiriam to Egel Arufa, it says not only the mace atzmei is also bano, but mace v'cholak again, whatever the gears is called, kuch shenikba boy, kol shenikba imoy. Whatever it is, it says in Vatikov Shamiriam that the whole Vatikov Shamiriam is learned out from Egel Arufa, then it's also Vano. If he tells us, I don't think there's a Joshua. Meis Gufe Yafin in Egel Arufa. Misham Shea, Misham Shea, Meis Mulan after Misham Shea, Velizar. Hazmana Milsa is a definition. Yeah, let's see Vaitan Tosfos. It's good to file away this Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. I don't know if we can get any mileage out of it going forward or not, but it's good to know that we have here a Psisaitis to Machlekes. Lefi Tosfos, the limud for Meis Atzmeis from Egel Arufa, and the limud of Mishamshe Meis is a separate limud from Mishamshe Vedazar. Ka'omer, I don't know why we need two limudim. Let's just have the limud of Mishamshe Meis, Kabachemer, that Meis Atzmeis is also Bano. Any of them. But that's what it says in Tosfos. And Lefi Rashi, there's one limud in Egel Arufa. Yeah.
Maybe it works out with you also, because Tosfos can't say like Rashi.
If you would hold like Rashi, then we can let you. No, but even if you're Rashi, all you're learning out Mishamshim from Egel Arufa, you're learning out. Now you're learning out. There's a drasha. Like it says in drasha, it says in pasuk with Rashi that Mishamshe Hameis their iser is learned out from Egel Arufa. The fact that Mishamshe Hameis their iser is learned out from Egel Arufa. Now the Gabi Hazmana Milsa. Hazmana Milsa. So Gemara is asking, why didn't Rashi? Gemara is asking. Why not learn out from Egel Arufa? If you're asking, why is asking? Why didn't Rava learn out from Egel Arufa that has Mana Milsa? Because see, Egel Arufa Yiridasa Yisrasa. So let's learn out from there to Misham Shemes. So our answer is we don't learn out Mishamshin from Gufa Dusha. Even though the Etzim Iser Hano of Misham Shemes, we do learn out from Egel Arufa. I think it's not a steer. The etzim is of Misham Shemes. We do learn after Egel Arufa because that's what it says in Pasuk. Vatikover Shom Miriam, and the whole Vatikover Shom Miriam is lukish to Egel Arufa. But as far as Hazmana is concerned, just because we see by Egel Arufa, which Mais is Gufa Tusha, that Hazmana the Gufa Tusha is an Ilso. Maybe to be Mazmin the Gufa Tusha is more Olim than to be Mazmin Misham Shem. To be Mazmin the Egel itself, that's a stronger Hazmana. That's Hazmana Milso. To be Mazmin, the Bigdei Hameis, that's a weaker Hazmana, or the Keber of the Meis, that's a weaker Hazmana, and there are many Hazmana Lamusa. Yeah, I think it's separate issues.
Okay, right, the Tosfos asks, in Tamar,
V'ayrei shel meis migara mitachrichim. The amin above I write it. V'tivat tayra or adam tam. Ema omut tamay. V'nei shel yas adam or of v'imay shtichim lechamar. Amalek yisur deraisim. Taisus asks, was mashba the Taisus from the Gemara over there, that the Isser of Or Adam is only Nisid Rabbanon, because see, they were Gleiser Tumma, Shema, but it's also this anyway, what did it have to be Gleiser Tumma? So it's mashba to Taisus from that Gemara that Or Adam is Minat Taira is Mutabana. Taisus, Or Adam, Migarmi Misham, Migarmi Tachrichim. Meaning, Taisus, I think it means like this. Taisus is saying, L'chayr Or Adam is Meis Atzmei. Not big damage. It's Meis Atzmei. Taisus says, even if Bil Samo entertained that Or Adam is not Meis Atzmei, maybe Or Adam is not like Meis Atzmei. I think Taisus somewhere else, I don't remember where, says that maybe Or Adam is not like Meis Atzmei because Meis Atzmei will learn out from Eglar Ufa. And Eglar Ufa is only also because Kafar Kisibuki Kodshim. And by Kodshim, Or Kodshim is Mutter. So Mela, it's a chain reaction. Or Adam also doesn't go into the. The whole Or Adam is the whole Israel Meis. So Meis Atzmei is learned out from Eglar Ufa. Eglar Ufa is Kafar Kisibuki Kodshim, and Mela doesn't include the Or. Maybe that's the Hemshech of Taisus. That's why maybe the beginning of Taisus is connected to this line. Taisus, the first line of Taisus is Meis Atzmei is Yafinu Me'egla Ufa. That opens the door to maybe say that maybe Or Adam is Mutter. Like Taisus, but still, maybe Or Adam is not Meis Atzmei, but it's like Gar Mitachichim. Or Adam is not less than Big De Hameis. And if Big De Hameis are also, not from the Ufa, but from Misham Shev and Azara, so if Big De Hameis are also, so Or Adam is like Gar from Big Adam. So at the end of the day, it should still be Osir Bahna. So what do you do with the Gemara and Chulim? So that's the Seder Advar Mir in Taisus. I think that's the way to read the Taisus. So Taisus is asking, even if we could conceive that Or Adam is not Meis Atzmei, but Al Kaponim is the Gar Mitachrichim. And Tachrichim are also, we learned that out from that says in Agamara, that Big Day Meis are also, and sounds from Agamara like Sinisa der Isa. We learned that from Sham Sheva to Zohar. So why is Or Adam Mutter? Taisus answers, right? Mufarish of Enatam, the Afagav, the Osim of the Raisa. The Amos is Attack Osim of the Raisa. Nonetheless, Hutsu Chalusa Tumma Mishun the Chamir Lilinshi Tumma Misura. Gerashkim said to the Hibisaifer, Kate Tzolim, I pick up a noise in the Tamar Sea Daim, Shim Shad de Kunim, Shim Asli Kun, Afagav, the Balav, Ochi, Ikalav, the Baltes. Takapon, Taisa Nichanan, really Or Adam is Attack Osim of the Raisa. Nonetheless, they were Goyze Tumma because the issue would not necessarily dissuade people. Somebody really needs a carpet very badly, maybe it wouldn't dissuade him, but not a carpet, a shtikum rahamar. But so in regards to the Tumma, that already can people pause. A little hard to conceive, but that's what it said. Interestingly, Taisus in two places is Chaylik. Taisus in Zvochim, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and in Nido, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, says that Or Adam Minatar is Mutter. It's based on this command, Chul. Or Adam is Mutter. It's not like Meis Atzmei. So of course the obvious question is, what do those places do with to our places' question? So it's not like Meis Gufo, not like Meis Gufo, but it should be like it shouldn't be worse than Big Day Ames. How could it be less than Big Day Ames?
I think it's telling that Chol is actually Taisus that just mentioned.
Yeah, how?
According to Taisus here, that Yisrael Noah is linked out from a different Makor, it's from a Shamshi Ames. Then you can ask me, Gar Mitachrichim, as Misham Shir Meish should teach me that Or Adam should be also.
Right.
But according to Rashi, everything is from Eglaruf. Eglaruf itself can't teach it there's an Isra or an Ice because it's like Kodshim, there is an Isra.
Yeah, but if it could teach the whole Vati Kavasham, so why isn't the Or Adam included in the whole Vati Kavasham?
Yeah, because it's going to, it's naturally going to be limited in the specific case of Oyer. It can teach Misham Shir, but it can't teach Oyer.
Right. But why can't it teach Kol HaNik Barima? I mean, I think I'm not saying you're wrong, but just to finish the thought. Why can't it be learned out, even by Rashi, why can't you learn out Or Adam the same way you learn out Big Day Ames from the limit of Eglar Ufa?
Nikra Ima isn't the Oyer.
I think that's what some of the obvious answer. I mean, I think that's the answer. I don't know if we even need to touch on holding like Rashi. Lefi, those places, places in Nidu, places in Zvachim, that holds that Or Adam is Takamut. How could it be less than Beged HaMeis? Beged HaMeis is also sounds like Agamar. Agamar sounds like the Bigdei HaMeis. We learn that from Misham Shev and Azor. Bigdei HaMeis also. So how can it be Bigdei HaMeis also and Or HaMeis and Mutter? So what's like? The Chol is a Pashat Tefillin. Bigdei HaMeis, why they also? Because he designated these begodim to bury the mason, these begodim. The Or HaMeis, he doesn't want to bury the mason, the Or. Faket, the Or, he wants to make Shtichim Lachamot. So it's very choluk. What's this? In Emes, it's Tahor and this Tesis. What's Tesis Tahin? Or HaMeis, Legorim, Ibegodim, Ibegodim. What do you mean? It's Goro Gor. The Bigdei HaMeis, he's Mazmin to bury with the mace. The Or HaMeis, he doesn't want to bury with the mace. He wants Shtichim Lachamot. And it's not Meis Gufei. So it's Haka choluk. The Godim that he doesn't want to bury with the mace are not also. The Godim that are also the Godim that he's masking to bury with the mace. So Chayyim are Kasha altogether. What does Tyson want? I mean, it's Chayyim Kasha and Abdul. Forget, those Tysons are good. Our Tyson is difficult to understand. So what's Hakab Shah and our Tyson? Big day mesa also because he was masim l'tzarei chames, or even if hazman olam milsa, so he put them on the mace. But why did he put them on the mace? He put them on the mace l'tzarei to bury the mace with those begun. I mean, what would be if someone put a beggar on the mace not to bury it? He put a beggar on the mace, but feirish not with the kavanah to bury the mace in that beggar. Stop. Thought the mace is cold, he put a beggar on the mace. Not to bury the mace. Would it be? And not even with Hazmona, Mamish put it on the mace. I don't know, Mechates would be awesome. That's not the case. The case of Bigdei HaMeis is where you put it on the mace. That would be like a Bakai Balma, the stomach. That would be a Kai Balma. That wouldn't be cool that it's a Bigdei HaMeis. Bigdei HaMeis is the begodim that it's going to be buried in. So, or on the other hand, he doesn't want to bury the mace in the Or. So what's the kasha? I think you have to say that Tosis holds that the gedder of Mishamshi HaMeis is takanach the things that are going to be buried with the mace. The gedder of Mishamshi HaMeis are the things that are tuffled to the mace. That are Mishamish the mace. Mishamshi HaMeis. The things that are Mishamish the mace, that are tuffled to the mace, that are serving the mace. So the begodim that somebody puts on the mace, so if he puts the begodim on the mace and he's going to take it off in 5 minutes, so that's a cry ba'alma. That's not even Bigdei HaMeis. Like by tefillin. Somebody puts tefillin in a bag, but it doesn't have kavona that it should be the tefillin bag on a permanent basis. That's a kai b'alma. That's what we have later on in the Gemara. That's nothing. But if he puts Bigdei HaMeis, about it, it's going to bury the mace in. But not because it really has anything to do per se with the kvura. The gedder of Mishamshi HaMeis are things that are Mishamish the mace. So the begodim of Mishamish the mace. Of course, the kever is also Mishamish the mace. But it's because it's Mishamshi HaMeis. So the fact that you are karech the mace in this beged, or you're going to Abai, you're mazim the beged for this mace, that makes it Bigdei HaMeis, that are mishamish the mace. And the mace has an isra no, and the mishamshi of the mace has an isra no. But it's nothing to do, per se, with kur. So this place holds, Or HaMeis is Or HaMeis is certainly mishamshi HaMeis. You can't say that Or HaMeis is akrai. That's not shy. That was posted to us. That Or HaMeis is not on the mace via cry ba'alma. Right? Obviously, it's not that way. So Or HaMeis, Or HaMeis, even if he doesn't want to bury the mace in the Or, the Or of Adis Mishamshi HaMeis, it's not there via cry ba'alma. So Tosis double posted. That's what Mishamshi HaMeis. Who cares if to bury the mace in the Or? Mishamshi HaMeis has nothing to do with Purim. Mishamshi HaMeis means the things that are Mishamish the mace, that are tuffle to the mace. Not b'derech akrai. This is places. Or madach tachrichim. It's only begodim that are so they're called. It's called mishamshi HaMeis. Yeah, of course it can't be b'akrai b'alma. But as long as it's not b'akrai b'alma, it's called mishamshi HaMeis. So Or HaMeis is about it. It's certainly mishamshi HaMeis. So about the isser hanu of the mace, it extends itself to the or. I think that's pshat in our places. And the other tosefim, the tosefim of the cholik, I think those tosefim in that hold that together mishamshi HaMeis. It's not stam that they're mishamish the mace, but they're mishamish the mace l'kvura, or they're part of the kvura hamace. And here maybe we could plug into what May was saying before. Maybe those places are old like Rashi, that the Yisra Misham Shemes is not learned out from Misham Shevet Zorah. Maybe the Yisra Misham Shemes is learned out from Vatikover Shom Miriam, and it's everything that's included in the Vatikover Shom. So the Tachrichim are included in the Vatikover Shom, the Kever is included in the Vatikover Shom, but the Ora Meis, if he makes it Shdichim Lachamor, then it doesn't go into the Vatikover Shom. And even if we'll say not like way, and that those Tosfos are not like Rashi, they go like our Tosfos, that it is learned out from Misham Shevet Zorah. But it's only, but Tosfos holds Misham Shemes by definition are the things that are Mishamish the Meis, the Tzorach Kvura. But that which is Mishamish the Meis, not Litzorach Kvura, is Tuffel to the Meis, but it's not Mishamish the Meis, Litzorach Kvura. Those Tosfos know that's not, that doesn't go into the Getter Misham Shemes. I think that's the Nekud over here. So it comes out, interesting thing, within the Dibur Tosfos, the Tosfos by us and some other places, Tosfos does say like us. Tosfos holds, Dayos holds, that the Gender of Misham Shemes is nothing to do with Kfur. The Ora is nothing to do with Kfur. It's Mishamish the Meis, it's whatever is Mishamish the Meis, period. And the Ora is certainly Mishamish the Meis. And Tosfos in Zvachim and in Nido, who hold that that Ora HaMeis is not Misham Shemes, he apparently holds that the Gender of Misham Shemes is what's Mishamish the Meis the Kfur. What's included in the Kfur. What's nothing to do with the Kfur, or whatever has nothing to do with the Kfur, is not included in Misham Shemes. I want to tell you one more thing. The bottom Rashi. Rashi says, "Avodah Zarah b'Zman Lemisro." So, Rashi, "Avodah Zarah b'Zman Lemisro lehedit." So yesterday I started to talk about this Rashi. It's a Shur Rashi. Let's talk about the one thing at a time. First of all, it says in this Rashi a Chiddush that if Hazmana would be Milsa, then there would be a Hekdesh Lavad Azar. First of all, that's just what it says. The reason why Ein Hekdesh Lavad Azar is because Hazmana Lav Milsa, at least by Avad Azar, Hazmana Lav Milsa. But if by Avad Azar, Hazmana would be Milsa, then there would be a Hekdesh Lavad Azar. And if someone would say, Shor Zeh Lavad Azar, it would be Asa. Asa Aswad. Now, Shamshim. It's a carbon. But it would become Osir Asta Krebus. Ba'isa Lava Azor would be Osir. That's a pretty awesome one. But we'll see in a second what Shev Isir would have. I don't know. It's not Mishamshim. But Apoponim says in this Rashi that if Hazman will be Milsa, then Shorza Lava Azor will be Osir, and Ba'isa Lava Azor will be Osir. So that's just all by itself something we're going to, I want to just understand. Before that, first of all, that's going to need a hesbah. We'll pose it as a question so that we can list our questions. It says in this Rashi that if Hazman will be Milsa, then Shorz Elav Adizor will be Osir. Bayis Elav Adizor will be Osir. Shorz Elav Adizor will be Osir. Osir Tekoivus. So it says that Hazman and Milsa would make it that the Shor becomes Tekoivus. Very big chiddush in Hazman and Milsa. What's that do with Hazman and Milsa? Hazman and Milsa means that's Miuchat of Mishamshin. What's that have to do with making the Shor into Tekoivus? Question number two. Again, we're listening to his questions. Question number two. It says in Rashi that if Hazman will be Milsa, then Bayis Elav Adizor would also be Osir. What issue would the bias have by having a Hazman Elav Adizor? Again, it's not Mishamshim. So what issue exactly would the Hazman create? Moreover, if Bayis Elav Adizor, if Hazman and Milsa would make it that Bayis Elav Adizor would be Osir, and the only reason why Bayis Elav Adizor is not Osir is because Hazman Elav Milsa. So that would mean that if it's not merely a hazmana, when you said bayis elav adizor, if it was something more than just a hazmana, then it would taka be osur. How could that be? The Gemara that Rashi is quoting that says that Bayis El Avodah Zorah is mutter, the case that the Gemara is talking about is with Avodah Zorah was already in the Bayis. Because the case over there where there was a Merchot and there was an Aphrodite in the Merchot, and the Gemara says that it's that even if the Merchot would be there for the sake of the Aphrodite rather than the other way around, the Emes is the other way around, the Aphrodite is just there for the Merchot. But the Gemara says even if the Merchot would be there for the Aphrodite, there was that Aphrodite and they built the Merchot around it to make to enhance the Aphrodite, even if that would be the case, which obviously is not, but the Gemara says, even if it would be, it would still be mutter because Ha'omer Ba'yisel Avadazor mutter She'en Heptis Avadazor. So that's not Hazmona. The Avadazor is already in the Merchot. What does that have to do with Hazmona? It seems it's a different problem. It's not a Hazmonadic problem. It's some other problem. Whatever exactly the problem is, whatever the issue is, but it's not a Hazmona issue. So how can Rashi make that Gemara into an issue of Hazmona? So Salakis, Rashi over there in Avodah Zarah, that Gemara, Ein Hekdesh Avodah Zarah, Rashi says the following. Says Rashi, Ein Hekdesh Avodah Zarah B'Amira, just saying, Bayis says nothing. Ad Sheyakriveno Lefaneha B'Tikrevis. The Gemara is like this. The Gemara says, Ein Bayis El Avodah Zarah, Kais Zel Avodah Zarah, Haris Amutu Shein Hekdesh Avodah Zarah. Actually, doesn't even say shor. Rashi was called shor. Rashi really doesn't. In the Gemara, there doesn't say a word about shor. It says bayis el avodah zarah, kais el avodah zarah. And in that Gemara, and the main agenda of the Gemara is bias, because the case of the Merchot was a bias. But it quotes a brisa. Aimer bayis el avodah zarah, kais el avodah zarah. Haris hamutar she'ein hektish el avodah zarah. And in that Rashi says ein hektish el avodah zarah means that there's no hektish biamira ad sheyakriveno lefaneho b'tikrevis until he's makriv the thing b'tikrevis. The Amira doesn't ask you have to bring it as a tekrevus. Very sure, Rashi. The Chayim ask over there, Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? I'm not talking about a tekrevus. Talking about a bias or a kais. That's not tekrevus. Tekrevus of a nazar is if you bring a carbon to a nazar. The Gemara says in a nazar that in order to be also asked tekrevus, it has to be something which is karv al gabei mizbech. It has to be a substance that you could bring on a mizbech in the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, it doesn't have an issa tekrevus. If you shecht whatever. Yeah, it has to be something which is karav agave mizbech. Take orange juice and you're menasech to avodah zarah, it doesn't become us. It has to be dover karav agave mizbech. So a bayis not karav agave mizbech, and a kais not karav agave mizbech. So what does Rashi mean? Ashi akivenu lefaneh b'tikrevus. Very strange, Rashi. So it's like this. There's another Gemara. The Gemara. The Gemara says the following: somebody found in front of the Avodah Zarah, within the, it's matzah lefnim and akilkolin. Kilkolin was this machitza they put in front of the Avodah Zarah, and the intimate space of the Avodah Zarah is lefnim and akilkolin. Somebody found in front of, within the kilkolin, in front of the Avodah Zarah, so he found mayim u'melach. So the halacha said it's asr as tekrevus. Says the Ramban, why is it tekrevus? Because it's karav al gabei mizbech. Where do you find mayim and melech as karav al gabei mizbech? Says the Ramban, yeah, you have nisach hamayim, and I'll call karbon chatakiv melech. So mayim and melech are called substances that are karav al gabei mizbech. So you found mayim and melech in front of the Avodah Zarah. So you have to assume that somebody was makiv it to the Avodah Zarah. He didn't avoid it with it to the Avodah Zarah. Yeah, he also didn't avoid it. The Tekrevus didn't avoid it. Maybe he was menasech it. He did some kind of avoid it with it to the Avodah Zarah. Since it's a dovah karva gabi mizbeach, so it's awesome. Then it's a pretty straightforward gemara. However, the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Avodah Zarah says beferish that mayim and melech are not karva gabi mizbeach. For some reason, nisach hamayim doesn't count. I don't know why, but mayim and melech are not called karva gabi mizbeach. So Yosef asks, "Well, not so. How can the Rambam learn this Gemara? The Rambam brings this Gemara that if you found mayim and melech in front of the Avodah Zarah, so there's an issur of it. It's also why is it also? It's not. How could it be tekrevus?" Says the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes near there that apparently the Rambam holds that there's another kind of tekrevus that's called a doron. Doron means you gave a present to the Avodah Zarah. Tekrevus, if you did an avodah for the Avodah Zarah. You did some kind of avodah, you took a behemoth and you shechted it to Lashem the Avodah Zarah. That's, so that is rules. That's one kind of tekoiris, and that has to be a carbon. You have to do an avodah to it, and that has to be a dover a carb al gavim mizbeach. But then there's another kind of tekoiris where you gave the avodah zara a gift and you lay it at the feet of the avodah zara, and the Rambam holds that that's also awesome. Something which you give as a dover into the avodah zara is awesome. The Chayim point out that Shar Melech and Hilchus Lulav Parches points out that Rashi also seems to hold this way. Because Rashi in Yevamos and Kuf Gimel says, where it talks about a sandal that was also Asa Avodah Zarah. So Rashi learns, well, how do you have a sandal that was also Asa Avodah Zarah? The case is that this, they were makiv the sandal and they gave it as a doyra into the Avodah Zarah. So Pashas very sure Rashi, what do you mean? It's not Karbal Gami Yizbeach. They didn't bear it. A sandal's not a substance. They didn't, well, they were makiv shoes on the Mizbeach. How's that to create this? So Shar Melech says, you see in Rashi, the Rashi also had this a similar idea that if you give a dair into the Avodah Zarah, that's also called tekrivus. So if you take a shoe and you give it to the Avodah Zarah, but there's tekrivus, but there's a dair, that's awesome. That's how you have a case of a sandal that was tekrivus. Yeah, so Mechudosh Tika, both in Rama, seems to be Perish Rashi, that there's another kind of tekrivus. If you give something, you moisture something to the Avodah Zarah, so it becomes awesome. So I think that's the pshat in that in that Rashi by bias. Ha'omer bias zel avodah zarah, kais zel avodah zarah. Says Rashi. So says the Maariz, mutar she'ein hektish avodah zarah. Says Rashi, ein hektish avodah zarah means bi'amira bi'alma. There's no hektish avodah zarah bi'amira bi'alma. Ad she'akivreno lefanel b'tikrevus. What tikrevus is Rashi talking about? Not the tikrevus of being makriv a carbon. It's not the royal gabim. It's not. It's a kais or a bias. Rashi means that the tikrevus of doyin. Rashi teaches if you give a shoe to an avodah zarah, that's called a doyrin, and it's also. There's a Rashi about if you throw roses in front of the avodah zarah. There's a Rashi somewhere, I forget where. It also says that's also as doyrin. So if you give a bias to the avodah zarah, it should also be also. Says Rashi. So if you say bias to the avodah zarah, let it be a tekrivus. It means you're giving a doyrin to the avodah zarah. You're giving this bias to the avodah zarah. So isn't that a kind of tekrivus? So Rashi says no, because the tekrivus is you take the thing and you put it in front and you give it to avodah zarah. But the bias, the amira, the alma doesn't do anything. You want to make a bias, the tekrivus to avodah zarah, you would have to pick it up and put it in front of the avodah zarah, or maybe build it around the avodah zarah or something. So that would be a tekrivus to avodah zarah. That would be doyrin to the avodah zarah. But you take a bias and you just stand there and you say bias el avodah zarah. That's not a doyrin. Achiyaku veno lufanel the tekrivus. That's how I think that's my mission. Poshim shachin Rashi. Ha'omer bias el avodah zarah, kais el avodah zarah. Ain't he also? She ain't hektish l'avodah zarah. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Here's Rashi. Ad she akirvenu lefanel b'tikrovus. She ain't hektish l'avodah zarah. The amira b'alma does not make it a darin. By hektish, we have a rule by real hektish that amirosoi ligavoya kemisirosoi lehedit. That saying this kais is hektish is like giving it to hektish, because we have a parsha of hektish by that amira by hektish is like misira. So ein hektish l'avodah zarah, according to Rashi, means that by hektish the amira is not like a mesira. So to ask the bias, you need a mesira to the bias, to the avodah zarah. To ask the kais, you need a mesira, or to ask the shor, you need a mesira to the avodah zarah. Or actually, where to bring the shor as a carbon, that would also work. But just to say bias l'avodah zarah, kais l'avodah zarah, that amira is not kemesira domi. That's I think the pshat in that Rashi. That's how Rashi read this Gemara of Ein Hektish L'Avodah Zarah. Ein Hektish L'Avodah Zarah means that the Amira is not the equivalent of a Mesira, and therefore the Amira is not considered to be a Darin. You need a Mesira to be considered a Darin. That's the Rashi over there in L'Avodah Zarah. That's like the background, the backstory. So that's the case, and so now I think we're in a better position to understand what Rashi over here is saying in our Gemara. Very cryptic Rashi. That Gemara has to do with Hazmona Lav Milsa. What is it with Hazmona Lav Milsa? But after all, what is it? It's not a sugi with Shamshin. First of all, it's not a sugi about Mishamshin altogether. It's a sugi about, now it comes out, a sugi about Tikrovis. Not a sugi about Mishamshin. And how can you tell me that Bias of Avodah Zarah is if you saw it in Hazmona, the Avodah Zarah was in the Bias? So what does that do with Hazmona? Hazmona Lav Milsa wasn't Hazmona, the Avodah Zarah was in the Bias. That Fiditi was in the Merits. Now, that we understand more the background of the Rashi, I think what Rashi's saying is, we can understand the Rashi. Rashi's saying, if Hazmona would be Milsa, then the being Mazmin something, L'Avodah Zarah, would be like a Mesirah to L'Avodah Zarah. And that's what it says in this Rashi. And I think it's a merit of the Chiddush in Dimei Hazmona. Rashi understands that Hazmona Milsa means that Hazmona is like a Mesirah. It's like sarbe. If you moister the thing to the only beg of the mace, it's like you put it on the mace. It's like you moister it to the mace. If it has mona milsa. And if it has mona la milsa, then it means you would never moister it to the mace. So then it doesn't become a shamshay mace. Says Rashi, if it has mona, it would be milsa. So when you say bayis elevated zara, it would be like you were moister the bayis elevated zara. And that would be a dern. But since it has mona la milsa, so saying bayis elevated zara is not like being moister the bayis to the elevated zara. Putting that fragiti in the merchitz is for sure not a mesira. See, that's why it's different than over here. Putting that fragiti in the merchitz is not called the mesira, the bias to the fragiti. You need a mesira to the fragiti. What mesira to the fragiti do you have? The mesira to the fragiti would be that I said bias to the avodazara. Says Rashi, bias to the avodazara is not a mesira. And that's what it means, enektus to the avodazara. You have to actually give the thing to the avodazara. There's no amirosu l'gavoyi ki mesirosu l'heyit by avodazara. And therefore, bayis elavad azara, shorz elavad azara, there's no mesira, so it's nothing. Ain't hektis elavad azara. I think from this Rashi, harizavol olamed v'nim salomik, you see from Rashi, as I started to say, a chiddush in how Rashi understood the concept of hazmana milsa. The pashtus I always understood hazmana milsa, the issue of hazmana milsa is, there's a pashtu of mishamshin. Mishamshin emes, mishamshin tefillin, mishamshin elavad azara, there's a pashtu of mishamshin. Anything that's l'tzorech, that's miyuchad, l'tzorech the mace, anything that's miyuchad, l'tzorech the avodazara, is mishamshim. And then the question is, what do you need to be called that you're miyuchad, l'tzorech the mace? What does this object need to be called as miyuchad, l'tzorech the mace? Does it have to actually make contact with the mace? Or is it enough that somebody was mazmin at l'tzorech the mace? And as Mara Milsa means, the mere fact that I said, I designated, I had in mind that this beged should be, or I was urig, that this beged should be for the mace, means that the beged is now miyuchad l'tzorech the mace, and that's the definition of hazmana milsa. And hazmana lav milsa means that that's not enough to be miyuchad l'tzorech the mace. It has to actually be, you have to actually put it on the mace. Just because you said so, we don't take that so seriously that it should mean that it actually becomes miyuchad l'tzorech the mace. I think it says in this Rashi that a different havana entirely. It says in this Rashi that the idea is like this: that's for sure that to be mishamshi a mace, it has to be given to the mace. You have to put the beged on the mace, be meiser to the mace. That's how it becomes mishamshim mace, and it has to be. Otherwise, it's not mishamshim. You need like a tsarbe. You need to put the tefillin in the bed. Tsarbe. You have to be korech the mace. That's what makes it mishamshim mace. And Kozman, you didn't do that. So in a sense, so what makes it mishamshim mace? Hazmana milsa means that it's like an amirosoi lahazmana kimisirosu lehadit. That when you say an amira that beged zeh lemeis, it's like you were meiser it to the mace. Or when you say that this kiss should be miyuchad for tefillin, it's like you were meiser it for the tefillin. And it's kilu you put the tefillin in the bag or the bag around the tefillin, because there was a mesira. As Mother Lav Muslim, he said there was no mesira. And Rashi holds that's analogous to this. That's exactly when we say enet b'shalozar. That's exactly what we mean. That there's no mesira, that the amira does not create a mesira, and that's the exact same thing as saying hazman olav milsa, that the amira alone or the hazman alone is not the mesira dami. Yeah, this is also I think a whole new. We'll have to see going forward if this is gonna, you know, if it's gonna bear other fruit or not. I don't know. It's like, this to me is a chiddush. It's a new way of thinking about hazman milsa. I don't know. Very likely we'll see. We'll see if this is gonna. What we're going to be able to do with it. Al-Kapanam, I think that's what it says in this Rashi. That Hazmana Milsa is the idea of Hazmana Milsa is that Amirosu Lahazmana can be Sirosu Lahed. Kilo is moistered for the mace. And that's Ein Hektish. Ein Hektish Dalar Azar. Yeah.
Well, what Rashi ends up explaining that Orfe, like on the next line, that when Rashi explains that Orfe is because by Avodah Zarah, since it's still with Mahadri Batu, we assume that he's not actually going to go complete. It's like a similar to anything that's
called
obey to something.
Yeah, you could certainly put that in, but I don't think that Rashi would be shrey without this.
Right, I'm saying it might
fit. But now I think everything's going to look like that. I mean, now it's going to color everything. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop. We'll stop with it. I thought there's another way to answer the Q&A.